See, I think there's a big problem in the church. I think that everyone thinks that if you have struggles in your life, it's because you're not really filled with the Holy Spirit, or you're not really reading your Bible daily, or you're doing something wrong. I think life by nature is a struggle. Whether or not you believe in the health, wealth, and prosperity doctrine, the ideas of that have polluted almost all of our thinking about Christianity, where we think that a really great Christian is that Christian who does not struggle with temptation, is that Christian who can't wait to get up in the morning and spend 4 hours praying and reading out of the book of Leviticus. We think, boy, that's what a really mature Christian looks like. Well, I'm looking at Paul kind of going, boy, here's a man who obviously was filled with the Spirit, a man who obviously had studied the Scriptures. Here's a man who had had an authentic encounter with the living Christ. And he prays to God and says, Lord, I begged you to take this thorn from my flesh, which we don't know what that means. And you can guess anything you want to guess. I don't think it matters, or we would have been told. Lord, I've been praying for you to take away this infirmity of mine. You haven't. And God looks down at him and doesn't go, yeah, it's because you're so spiritually immature. God didn't look down at him and say, well, it's because you don't have enough faith. God didn't look down from heaven at Paul and say, well, you know, if you would just get up earlier and pray a couple more hours in the morning, or if you would just memorize another 10 Psalms. He didn't say any of that. He merely said to Paul, hey, my grace is plenty. My grace is sufficient. Many times we're afraid to drop our guard because we're afraid that people think that we're spiritually flakes. Well, the truth is we are, and so are they, and we're all trying to fake each other out. Whew, what a relief. I don't have to fake it anymore. I can admit that I don't always feel like not honking at the person who has stopped in front of me on the, you know, and won't go through the green light. I don't have to pretend like it's not hard for me to make the best choices that I can make. The honest truth is it is hard, and it will probably remain that way for a good long time.